It's 7 minutes after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope. And today we get to talk with Michael Mueller, the city administrator for the city of Mountain Lake. How are you today?
I'm good. Trying to stay warm.
Yeah, I think everybody is, but they're one of the things that you get when you live in Minnesota, right?
Very true. I think the whole U.S., though, is experiencing this colder than normal weather, fortunately.
Yeah, that's for sure. So what's happening in Mountain Lake?
Well, we definitely have a lot of projects that have been in the works. Some of it has kind of stopped due to the weather, but they're still moving along, especially the power plant that is going to be exactly south of our current facility. And we have the footings and everything in place, but you won't be seeing a building being constructed until after the snow is done. And starting in late April, should be starting to see those walls go up.
Do you have a timeline for completion of that building?
End of this year, it will be completed.
Okay, completed and being used then?
Starting to be used January of 2027.
Very good. All right. So then what's happening to the old, or is there any equipment in the old building that will be moved, or is it all going to be new equipment?
A lot of it's going to be new equipment just because all the electrical has kind of a lifespan, and it's exceeded its lifespan, so it's hard to reuse a lot of the equipment that's currently in there, so we're going to be trying to scrap and sell what we can out of the building and see if anyone else has any interest in it.
Sure. But then, you know, as long as you're doing it, you might as well upgrade everything anyway. That
yep.
makes sense for sure. So is there a plan now in place for the old building?
Well, we actually are starting to have discussions regarding what should happen to the old building. There's not a lot of need for the city to own it still, but keep that open for now. We are looking at considerations to repurpose or sell that building. But it's in the works right now, and those initial discussions are happening, so hopefully I'll be able to share more information in the near future.
Very good. And then this really, a lot of this has to do with the redundancy and making sure that there's power throughout in all circumstances, right?
Yes. Reliability is a strong reason to why we are kind of building that power plant. And then there's the other part, and this one's a little bit more complicated. It's called capacity. And if we don't have that backup generation, and if there's not, or if the grid is struggling, then we have to pay for somebody else to kind of help to make sure that the lights always stay on. So there's twofold for that, but we want to make sure that we keep our prices as fixed as possible, and having that backup generation keeps that rate fixed.
Very good. All right. So that one will really start to see here once it warms up just a little bit. Do you have other projects that are kind of in the works for 2026?
There is quite a bit of projects that we're looking at, but I will wait for Rod Hamilton, our EDA director, to pass some of those projects along. They're more for economic development, nothing else for the city, for infrastructure, just maintaining our current infrastructure and preserving our roads and chip sealing, but no full reconstruction.
Which is good. That means things are set in pretty good shape.
It is. The only other city project that we're looking at is installing two solar panels that we received a grant from the state for, and that would assist with keeping some of the electrical rates basically kind of lower in our ponds and water treatment plants.
Now, those are we talking about great big, like acre big panels, or what is that, a big project?
It would say it's sustainable just for helping out just the ponds and treatments, water treatment facility.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't go onto anyone else's homes. We just received a grant to assist on those two city buildings.
Gotcha. All right. So are there other things we need to be talking about today?
Glad you brought it up in discussing the weather. Just want to make sure to put a shout out to any residents who have sidewalks, that just make sure to shovel within 24 hours after the snow has stopped, and to make sure that we are keeping basically those sideways safe for everyone else to walk on.
Absolutely. And the same holds true. The city is really good about getting the word out for snow emergencies and things like that, too. And the rule is you got to get off everything off the streets, right?
Yep, everything off the streets starting at midnight. We're kind of requesting everyone to get all the vehicles off the road until all of our crew takes care of all the snow off the road, and then you can park back on.
And hopefully we won't have to worry about that for a little while.
Hope so.
Yeah. All right. Michael, anything else we need to mention this morning?
That's all I have for you.
All right. Well, we appreciate you taking a few minutes and talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. That is Michael Mueller with the City of Mountain Lake, and that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.